This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Friday edition of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. If you're a parent, the four gift rule could save you some time and money this year. It's where you buy only four Christmas presents for your youngsters. One they want, one they need, one they'll wear, and one they'll read. Something they want could be a video game, gift card. Something they need could be school supplies or anything else that's boring but necessary. Something they'll wear means clothes or shoes. And of course, something to read could be a book or magazine subscription. Anyone who's done it will tell you it saves a lot of money. And as a bonus, you don't have to spend as much time shopping. Oh, and by the way, it just doesn't have to be a holiday hack either. Some parents do it for birthdays as well. The four gift rule. According to a new survey, respondents say A Christmas Story is the best holiday movie of all time. Home Alone, number 5. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, number 4. 3, It's a Wonderful Life. A Charlie Brown Christmas at number 2. And A Christmas Story is at number 1. You agree? Personally, I don't. I think there are other movies that are more deserving. Police in North Carolina seized $3 million in cash hidden inside barrels of raw pork. Police pulled over a tractor trailer after it was seen swerving on I-85 and asked to search the trailer after a canine dog alerted them to something suspicious. The truck was loaded with barrels of pork shoulder, which were used to hide wads of cash wrapped in plastic. Authorities believe the money was collected from drug sales and was on its way to Mexico. Seizure's under investigation, and it's not clear yet whether the driver even knew about it. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Officials in Arizona still can't explain this one. Several people witnessed a mysterious light over Mesa last weekend. They say a strange dark orb hovered over the city and dropped what looked like flares or fiery objects to the ground. There were no flashing lights on the object, so they say it wasn't a plane or helicopter. What was it? They're still looking into it. A 48-year-old guy in Uganda has the unique ability to kill mosquitoes using only his own flatulence. Now he says insect repellent companies are paying him to study his trouser toxin to see if they can duplicate it. A friend and local barber said he's known all over the city as the man who can kill mosquitoes with his gas. How'd you like to be known for that? Silent, but deadly. Told you Fox already sold out of their Super Bowl commercial inventory for February, and now NBC announced they've passed the $1 billion mark in ad sales for next summer's Tokyo Olympics. The games will run from July 24th through August 9th. At this rate, the network will easily pass the Rio ad revenue by $1.2 billion. And this is interesting. NBC says of the advertisers who've already signed up, more than half of them are brand new to Olympic advertising. South Haven Moose Lodge is having their free Christmas senior meal on Sunday, December 22nd from noon until 2. For delivery, call the Moose by Friday, December 20th at 637-1605. They will deliver within the city limits of South Haven. Again, that's the Moose Lodge free Christmas senior meal, Sunday, December 22nd, noon until 2 at the Moose Lodge. Call 637-1605 if you need delivery by December 20th. Knucklehead News out of Massachusetts, where Olivia Harrell was shopping with friends when she decided to put her fingers through the holes of a plastic shopping cart, and they got stuck. And like you'd expect a teenager to do, she shot a TikTok video to show her followers how smart she is. She spent 15 minutes trying to free her digits before her friends finally asked for help. Store employees tried to use Vaseline to slide the fingers out, but it didn't work, so firefighters were called in. They used a power saw to cut her free. Hey, give her some credit. At least she didn't get her head stuck or get stuck in a chimney. The Daily Buzz. I appreciate you sending things for me to buzz about to Paul at WCSY.com. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. We've got a drop box outside the building if it's after hours or over the weekend. Or you can copy and paste a link. Just put it on our Facebook page. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz are at WCSY.com. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you each day. They're also available on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, all the great podcasting outlets, even Alexa. Just ask her to have Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM play daily podcasts. This week is history. Tomorrow's a mystery. Today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. Let's buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend.